National cannabis advocates say South Dakota's vote legalizing medical and recreation pot could affect cannabis reform at the federal level. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
South Dakota is one of four states legalizing marijuana for adult consumption. New Jersey, Arizona, and Montana are also legalizing pot for recreational use. South Dakota and Mississippi also legalized marijuana for medical use. New Approach out of Washington, D.C. is a national cannabis organization and pumped in $925,000 into the South Dakota race. Matthew Schweik is the deputy director for the Marijuana Policy Project, another group that worked with South Dakotans for better marijuana laws. He says he's not surprised Amendment A passed.
It's still difficult to grasp what we've accomplished to go from some of the harshest marijuana laws in the country to being one of the 15 states that have legalized marijuana for adults is the biggest jump in public policy of any state. And it's a very positive shift. And I think South Dakota has addressed marijuana reform in a very smart way.
Schweik says South Dakota's vote is the most surprising victory of the night. He says of the states that legalized marijuana on Election Day, South Dakota is the most conservative. He says that shows marijuana reform is a bipartisan issue. South Dakotans will have to wait until July 1st before marijuana is legal for recreational consumption. That's the day constitutional amendments, initiated measures, or referred laws go into effect following the official canvass of election results. The Department of Revenue has until April 1st of 2022 to promulgate rules surrounding taxable marijuana sales. The tax rate on those sales is 15%, and the legislature may adjust that rate after November 3rd of 2024. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.